Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Impeachment of Homeland Security Chief dies in the Senate. We have the story.
Wichita police looking for a hit-and-run vehicle and driver. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Bond denied for Oklahoma defendants in the killing of two Kansas women. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commissioners approved their federal legislative platform. Hear what's in their request coming up.
The effort to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary has died in the Senate.
Republicans scrambled in vote after vote to keep the impeachment trial alive, even after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer indicated he would move to dismiss the two articles of impeachment.
My Democratic colleagues will not allow us to go into closed session to talk about the
absurdity of this. The Senate is
I move that we adjourn.
In that case, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy was asking until May 1st, but Leader Schumer argued,
I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor.
After they adjourned, Republicans called it unprecedented that they failed to hold an impeachment trial. Earlier in the day, Schumer said it was going to be the least legitimate impeachment trial ever. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A judge in Oklahoma denying bond for four people charged with kidnapping and killing two women from Kansas.
Tiffany Adams, Tad Cullum, and Cole and Cora Twombly made their first appearances on Wednesday. The judge accepted a prosecutor's request to deny bail, entered not guilty pleas on their behalf, and assigned Oklahoma's indigent defense system to represent them in court. Arrest affidavits say the four killed Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly over a custody dispute. The next court appearance for all four defendants was set for May 15th. When questioned about the possibility of considering the death penalty in the case, the district attorney responded by saying that would be decided at a later time. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police continue to search for the vehicle involved in a hit-and-run accident Tuesday night in the 800 block of South Woodlawn. Investigators say a man was seriously injured when he was struck by a dark-colored sedan. And if you have any information, you are asked to call detectives at 316-350-3685. You can also submit an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers by calling 316-267-2111.
A woman from Park City charged in federal court with making threats against two United States presidents. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 40-year-old Lori Davis threatened former President Bill Clinton in a call to the Clinton Foundation 3 years ago. She is also accused of threatening President Joe Biden in online social media posts. The Secret Service is investigating.
At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board approved their 2024 federal legislative platform.
It includes funding requests for transportation, public safety, and railway. One of the largest projects is the proposed Northwest Expressway, a $519.2 million project that would run from near Mays to Goddard, connecting K-96 to U.S. 54. Commissioners also included a request for the federal government to improve the nation's fiscal outlook, with a country roughly $34.6 trillion in debt. Commissioner Jim Howell called federal spending insanity.
It is illogical, it is irresponsible, to think we're going to continue to spend money the way we are as a country, and that the future of our country simply we can survive.
The platform also includes a funding request for the Amtrak Heartland North Railway Extension. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The heat is on for the Speaker of the House.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has teased using the motion to vacate against Speaker Mike Johnson as he plans to allow the House to vote on three foreign aid bills. While some members of his party haven't ruled out removing the Speaker, Democrats like Jared Moskowitz are floating the idea of helping Johnson keep his job.
Under no circumstance am I going to sit by and let Marjorie Taylor Greene help Vladimir Putin and President Xi.
Previous Speaker Kevin McCarthy became the first Speaker to ever be removed by a motion to vacate after every Democrat joined with eight Republicans to remove him. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Police in Kansas City, Missouri are investigating the fatal shooting of a five-year-old boy, believed to be accidental. Mary Scott was taken to a hospital by a family member where he was pronounced dead. Investigators believe the shooting was accidental and self-inflicted. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll be taking a look at sports in the one of the NBA playoff games last night to solidify postseason spots. Some Kansas Jayhawks involved with that. That'll be sports coming up in just a few minutes.
Another Boeing whistleblower has testified before members of Congress. That story on the way on the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Tad. The KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Another Boeing whistleblower has testified before members of Congress. Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn is on Capitol Hill.
Senators heard bombshell testimony from a current Boeing engineer who was blowing the whistle on major safety concerns with their planes, saying that the 737 Dreamliner jet has sections of skin that are not properly fastened and could bust apart. He also raised questions about parts of the Boeing 777 jet that he says were being forced to fit. A shortcut, he says, could turn fatal for passengers. The whistleblower says Boeing ignored his concerns and muzzled him.
My boss said I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting.
Boeing disputes this, saying in a statement, quote, "We are fully confident in the 787 Dreamliner because of the comprehensive work done to ensure the quality and long-term safety of the aircraft. These claims about the structural integrity of the 787 are inaccurate."
Senators also heard about a toxic safety culture in which Boeing employees who brought up safety concerns were punished, which the company also denies.
A master thief finally caught after years of stealing items from Augusta National Golf Course in Georgia.
Augusta National is the destination for the Masters Golf Tournament and the exclusive merchandise you can buy there. A lot of this stuff is not officially sold online, and the club goes to great lengths to limit memorabilia from floating around. In 2017, they sued a golf memorabilia company to block them from auctioning off a Champions green jacket, along with some other items. Now a guy named Richard Globinski has been charged with stealing from Augusta and transporting items across state lines. The U.S. District Court in Northern Illinois said he did this between 2009 and 2022. He reportedly made off with millions of dollars in Masters merch. John Saucier, Fox News.
Disgraced former football star O.J. Simpson placed in his final resting place Wednesday.
Simpson was cremated on Wednesday in Las Vegas, according to the lawyer handling his estate. The attorney said that no public memorial was planned. Simpson died last week after a battle with prostate cancer. Following a record-setting football career, Simpson was acquitted of criminal charges in the deaths of his ex-wife and her friend, though he was found liable for the deaths in a civil trial in 1997. Simpson died without paying the majority of the $33.5 million he was ordered to pay to the families of the victims, according to Simpson's attorney. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, seen some heavy traffic eastbound on Kellogg, and it's between Meridian and Seneca. Just a patch of heavy traffic there, so watch for a slowdown. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast from meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
A few showers and storms going to be possible through the morning. By the time we get to the afternoon, skies trending drier and even starting to see the clouds break. Temperatures falling, though, starting off in the lower 60s early this morning and dipping down into the 50s after that. It's going to be a windy day, too. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, north wind gusting to 33 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So, the temperature has dropped in the past hour from 69 to 55. And the wind has gone from the southwest to the north, gusting to 33 miles per hour. I guess we had a little shade.
Well, we've had a shift here in the last couple of hours, haven't we?
I didn't wear a jacket today, so there you go.
All right, so much for listening to our weather forecast.
I don't pay much attention to that. 8:12 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and there's an international, we're looking for international cooperation to see if this pandemic that we had, it was so awful. There are several countries involved, 50, I guess, in a partnership trying to stifle future pandemics. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage with us this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Wow. Gosh, we all went through that. What a terrible time. What internationally can be done? Just a coordination of information?
Gosh, we did all go through that, didn't we? I mean, my Facebook memories right now are just filled with memories from that time. Very, very strange era. And the fact is that nobody wants to go through it again personally, and the US government doesn't want to go through it again economically, socially, or any kind of way. So it's leading what is called the Global Health Security Strategy. It's bringing together 50 countries to work on the idea that any future potential pandemics should be snuffed out before they cause the kind of chaos that COVID-19 did. Most of these countries involved are in Africa and Asia. They're seen as the most likely places for new viruses to emerge, but also these are economies that need a bit of extra help. So the UK will offer support to those countries to improve surveillance, testing, communications, and general preparedness.
That was one thing that I personally thought of this. If we could just get testing, accurate testing quickly at the front end, it seemed like it took forever to get any kind of testing going.
Absolutely. There was first the idea of you've got to make a test, you've got to design a test that will identify COVID-19. Then you've got to scale up the manufacture, you've got to teach people how to use it, you've got to distribute it, and you've got to pay for all that. So yeah, improving that aspect would make a huge difference, because the fact is that COVID-19 was something which began well beyond American shores, but very quickly had a major impact on the US and of course on all the countries around the world.
All right. Sounds like a good idea. Get everybody on the same page. Thanks, Jonathan. That's Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage in London telling us about this effort of 50 nations trying to plan for the future in a possible pandemic. Stephen Tin in the morning here on KNSS. Something that I'm interested in that's going on, a Wichita regional of a national civics bee. Civics, the study of civics. How about that, Ted? They're going to have an event coming up. And Tuesday the 23rd, and with us this morning with a little bit more information, USD 259 Wichita Schools, Rob Maddox. He is the Social Studies Curriculum Director. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Oh, good. You know, the more I watch politics anymore, and it's so divisive and all this and that and so forth, the more I tend to believe that many, many people just don't understand how the government and how civics work. Tell us about that.
Well, I would completely agree with you, and this is one of the reasons we decided to host the event this year. It's sponsored by the National Chamber of Commerce, and our Wichita Chamber is co-sponsoring this local event with us. And so we put a question out to the kids, middle school students in Sedgwick County. The question was, what's a problem in your community? How could a citizen work to solve it? And we got over 50 kids to submit essays. Had a panel of judges grade them, and then the top 20 are going to be here Tuesday night. They're going to participate in a live bee, kind of like a spelling bee, but this is focused on, like you said, government, civics, and the Constitution, because one of our goals in social studies education is we want those kids to understand all three areas of those life very well.
Is civics taught as a part of the social studies, or how does that approach? And do you start middle school or grade school? Where does it start?
It's taught throughout K-12 in different areas. One thing we've realized is we need to make more of a concerted effort to address civics. We talk a lot about government, but civics is anything that, you know, helping your community out, community service, community leadership, helping the young and old and participating in your local government. And those are things that have nothing to do with political party. They just have to do with being an active and involved member of your community. That's what we're stressing to the kids.
I'm old enough to remember a president who once said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. That seems so quaint and so dated anymore. Today it would be, boy, your government really stinks and it's a bad country sometimes. But yeah, I think that's good that you're encouraging these kids to get involved in things they're concerned about.
Yes. And if, you know, the essay submissions we got, I was completely impressed with the ideas the kids had. They are extremely well-spoken. They wrote great essays. We've got kids from our district, Coleman, Hamilton, Mayberry, Robinson, Wilbur Middle Schools will be there. And it would just blow you away to read these essays, the ideas the kids have.
Okay. So, there are other kids from other schools around the area. Is that right?
Yes. Everybody in the county, this was shared with all the schools. We had a lot of qualifiers from Derby as well. And then all of those middle schools I mentioned from our district too.
So will they sit at a table and be asked questions, or how does it work?
Yes. We'll have two rounds. They'll be on tables up on the stage, and there will be rounds of multiple choice questions. It's all digital now, and it'll be up on a projector, and the top five scores move to a live round. And we have three judges, live event judges there that night. Ryan Beatty, who's the chairman of the county commission, Ernestine Crable, who's a past educator and school board member here, and Kyle Ellison, who's the school director of the Conn Lab School. They're live judges who will ask the kids questions, clarifying questions about their proposals. And the top three will get prizes of $500, $250, and $125 that night.
Ooh, wow. Can I compete? I think I could use some money.
Well, you've aged out. I'm sorry to say, but it is a nice little award for the winners there.
All right, listen. Can anybody in the public come to this? It's at the Alvin Morris Center on South Edgemoor, the old Southeast High School, right?
Yes, absolutely. We'll have it open to the public. It's in the auditorium. We welcome anybody who wants to come up and watch. It'll all start at 6:30 Tuesday evening.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, and good luck on...
Well, thank you, guys.
All right. That's Rob Maddox. He's the Social Studies Curriculum Director for USD 259. That's going to be the Regional National Civics Bee. Ted, it's 8:19, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for sports again. Here's Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we take a look at kind of a rough night for Wichita State. Baseball and softball right across the street from each other. Same games at the same time. Shocker, softball team loses 6-5. Close one to sixth-ranked Oklahoma State at Wilkins Stadium. Then across the street at X Stadium, the Shockers lost 8-3 to Oral Roberts in baseball action. Track and field, one of the great events in the Midwest, starts today up in Lawrence. Kansas is hosting the 101st annual Kansas Relays.
Wow.
Huge track and field event for 3 days. Begins at Rock Chalk Park today. Huge event for KU. Track and field athletes from all over the region coming to that. We have pro basketball here in town tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off out at Newman for the Wichita Sky Kings, hosting the Shreveport Mavericks tonight. College bowling, the Intercollegiate Singles Championships in Louisville, Kentucky. There are three Wichita State bowlers now still alive to get a national championship individually. Two Shocker men are two of the final four bowlers that made it. Senior Ryan Barnes and freshman Braden Malish. They both will compete in Saturday's Final Four for an individual title. And on the women's side, another shocker, Wichita State freshman from Columbia, Sarah Duque, made it to the Final Four, and she'll be competing for an individual national championship her freshman year here in bowling. Pro basketball in the NBA last night, a postseason play-in game. Number 7 Philadelphia hosting number 8 Miami. And the 76ers were able to tap into their big man, former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid, starting at center. The action on ESPN.
Drive, the pull-up shot won't go. Fight for the rebound, and Embiid comes out with it. He's fouled. Shot is good. And one. Chance for a three-point play as the Sixers go back up by one.
Embiid has made open threes. Why you'd give him those looks, I don't know. He's not himself, but he is an excellent offensive rebounder, bigger than anybody the Heat have. He's 7'2".
Yeah, another big game. 23 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. Another Jayhawk starting for the 76ers. Kelly Oubre, 11 points, 8 rebounds. And off the bench for Philadelphia, Buddy Hield, who played at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. He had 7 points and 6 assists. The 76ers win it by 1 point over the Heat, 105-104. The 76ers advance into the standard round of the playoffs as the number 7 seed. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals split a doubleheader yesterday on the south side of Chicago with the White Sox. And the Royals are just a half game out of first place right now in the division behind Cleveland. An off day today for the Royals. The Wichita Wind Surge baseball team is home tonight downtown at Riverfront Stadium hosting the Tulsa Drillers. And so the Wind Surge is enjoying a week at home here downtown at Riverfront. And another one more college baseball note. 23rd-ranked Tabor won at home yesterday, beat the St. Mary 14-5. Of course, Tabor led by head coach, the Shocker legend Mark Standiford. Tabor now 29-11 on the season. They are 17-1 at home in Hillsboro.
Wow.
23rd-ranked Tabor, another win in baseball there. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Trump trial is a smear campaign. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Thursday morning, 55 degrees. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested a Southeast Kansas police lieutenant following an investigation that began last year. The 55-year-old man has been on paid administrative leave since the allegations were made by Columbus police. He was arrested at his home Wednesday morning in Baxter Springs on suspicion of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, indecent solicitation of a child, and promoting obscenity to a minor. Bond was set at $25,000.
Israel still hasn't responded to Iran's attack over the weekend as the United States hopes to avoid a larger conflict. Fox's Jennifer Griffin with the latest at the Pentagon.
U.S. warships remain on high alert in the eastern Mediterranean. Iran reportedly has pulled many of its Revolutionary Guard Corps forces out of Syria, fearing Israeli retaliation for Saturday's missile assault. Lufthansa has canceled flights to Tehran until April 30th. The USS Arleigh Burke and USS Kearney remain poised to defend U.S. bases across the region. In the Red Sea, U.S. Navy warships and commercial shipping have fended off 130 direct attacks from the Iran-backed Houthis in the past 6 months.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calling on Congress to pass the foreign aid supplemental to help Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
Victims of a sports doctor convicted of sexually abusing gymnasts and others have reached a settlement with the Justice Department.
The DOJ plans to pay out about $100 million to around 100 victims who said Larry Nassar abused them. Nasser was associated with Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics prior to his arrest in 2016 for abusing female athletes when he was trusted with their treatment. An FBI internal probe found that agents mishandled the allegations prior to Nasser's arrest. 3 years ago, FBI Director Christopher Wray apologized to the victims at a Senate hearing for the fact that the Bureau, in his words, failed. The settlement has not yet been finalized. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Veterans of Foreign Wars is going to hold its third annual VFW Day of Service. It's a dedicated day of service led by veterans throughout the country and the world. It's going to be on May 4th.
The event marks the start of veteran-led community service projects to take place throughout the month. First launched in 2022, the VFW Day of Service began as an outgrowth of the organization's Still Serving campaign that began in 2020 to recognize the ongoing dedication of veterans and service members who continue to serve their communities after their military service has ended. VFW Day of Service is led by veterans and in concert with other organizations and civic groups and is open to anyone to participate. VFW National Commander Duane Sarmiento said in a statement that, united in the spirit of service, veterans demonstrate their unwavering commitment. A recent civic health survey of veterans found that they are more likely than civilians to volunteer in their communities. The same study showed veterans donate to charities, register to vote, and are involved in their communities and local government at a greater rate than their civilian counterparts. To find out more about the VFW Day of Service, just click the link in our news story. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Steve and 10 in the morning, KNSS 8:51 now. On this Thursday morning, three big things.
Three.
Park City woman facing federal charges of making threats against two U.S. presidents.
Two.
Oklahoma judge denies bond for suspects in the killing of two Kansas women.
One.
Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Chief Mayorkas killed in the Senate. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Things in traffic right now. The Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things looking pretty good. Not really seeing any slowdowns out there. So we'll take a look at the gasoline prices. $3.19 a gallon on average. I've spotted some $3.09 gasoline prices, including Meridian Avenue and Butler Valley Center. $3.09 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Wind advisory, partly sunny, windy, cooler today, 50% chance for rain, and a high of 64 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 40. Friday, partly sunny, tomorrow's high 60. Now a cloudy sky, north wind gusting to 33 miles per hour, and 55 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. By the way, about 3 hours ago, the wind was from the south at 33. Now it's from the north, gusting to 33. Temperature has dropped about 15 degrees in the past hour. And on Wall Street today, trading underway, and the Dow is ahead by 145 points. The S&P is up by 4. NASDAQ is down 15 points.
And a look at local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. When Equity Bank Shares announced plans late last year to acquire Rockhold Bancorp, the Missouri parent company of the Bank of Kirksville, it said the deal would have a notably positive impact on the company's income. The purchase closed in February, and it's delivering so far. Equity Bank Shares, the Wichita holding company of Equity Bank, reporting that it hit a company record $44 million in net interest income during the first quarter.
For Chase Koch, music is not only a passion, it's a way to help Wichita, a way to help build Wichita. Koch and Midtopia, a Wichita music collective, are sponsoring a two-day agnostic music event in June, the Elsewhere Fest and Conference, that will showcase local, regional, and national entertainers and music industry leaders in a part festival, part conference format. I've got a passion about driving progress in this community, said Koch, who is Executive Vice President of Origination and Partnerships at Koch Industries and a major financial supporter of the event. The Elsewhere Fest will feature hip-hop and electronica artists in addition to rock, rhythm and blues, folk, and jazz. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. Today is a National Lineman Appreciation Day. This honors the men and women who work around the clock to keep the power going. If the power is on where you are right now, you likely have a lineman to thank.
Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Still on the line. Glenn Campbell.
I'm a lineman for the county.
Yeah. You know, if something goes down in the middle of a bad storm or something, they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
They grab their coats and their little helmets, and away they go.
Yep, definitely.
That's tough work. I'm glad I don't have to do that. National Lineman Appreciation Day. If you want to celebrate that, how about National Exercise Day? Go for a walk. That's all you got to do. Just take a little walk every day. You'll feel great. Yesterday, we celebrated the 60th birthday of the Ford Mustang. And, we did a lot of information on that yesterday. And Steve and Ted, I put something on my Facebook page about Mustangs. And I was kind of, there wasn't 10 million comments, but there were quite a few of people I know who have owned Mustangs. Apparently, a very, very popular car with the folks here in the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People I didn't know had one. But anyway, we had two if you count my sons that I bought for him. So Mustang Day, celebrating yesterday's 60th anniversary of the Mustang. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning. And, it's almost Friday, Ted. Tomorrow's the last day.
Tomorrow, isn't it?
We're going to have a fun show tomorrow. We'll have a lot of great things for you. Hey, by the way, coming up right now, in a few minutes, Glenn Beck, the Glenn Beck program this morning. Attorney Maura Hamder is going to be on, talking about Israel's possible response to Iran's attack. That's coming up. Top of the hour news, effort to impeach Homeland Security Chief dies in Senate. This is, if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
I was afraid to cut the cord.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.